jobs I would not want to have. I'll tell you one job I really wouldn't want to have. Is the no-burn officer that drives around on Christmas Day squashing out and putting out people's fires in their fireplace.
You don't think that's a grace day?
Oh, gosh. No, as a matter of fact, it's very stringently, that is absolutely one of the days you are not supposed to do it.
Oh.
On Christmas?
Yeah, or New Year's.
Is boom, that just boom. Because so many people
yes,
do?
Yes, and they know that that officer's probably at his home.
Unless he's the Grinch. He's out on the street looking for that smoke.
Wouldn't that be a
horrible
job? Knock, knock, knock. Hello, who's there? I'm the no-burn officer, and you must extinguish the fire in your fireplace.
Or does he just leave
now.
A fine and run and wait for you to find it later?
That's not a job I would want. You know, we're talking about preparing for your guests and getting ready for the holidays. It sounds like all of our guests and family are arriving 1 week from today. Yippee, yahoo, Perudy. One of the things that we'll do is we will load up on some firewood, and we'll generally kind of cross-species select wood. You know, we'll get the wood for the burning, maybe the dry oak burns the hottest, the longest, and the cleanest. But, boy, I always love to just throw a good old log of mesquite in there and get that nice aromatic, what do you call it, aromatherapy?
Yeah, man.
Whether it's in the fireplace or out in the fire pit in the backyard. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. The Santa bag on the homepage is right there. Jump into the Santa bag. And if you're in the Phoenix metro area, Paul Bunyan's Firewood has a special. And if you haven't had your chimney cleaned recently, Arizona Chimney Sweep is also running a special right there, $20 to $5 off any sweep inspection, as well as a bottle of the Rutland One Match Gelled Fire Starter. Again, those offers available at rosieonthehouse.com.
Yes, sir.
Doing what we can to drive up your quality of holiday experience. Romy, we've got somebody up in Ash Fork. If we don't take him quick, he's going to freeze to death and fall over. Hugh, this is Rosie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rosie. Oh, doing pretty good. The sun's up.
Yeah, baby. Is the wind blowing?
No, actually, it dropped off finally.
You liar. Wow. You liar. The wind's never not blowing in Ashford.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, you're right. Your tree branch moving out here in the middle of nowhere.
Beautiful Ashford. You're in a very beautiful corner of the state. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Well, I thought I'd bring it to you that what you say about going to you guys and finding reputable contractors to do work, yeah, it certainly is true. I had a friend call up asking for help. So last week I went over and saw their remodel they're doing on their mobile home. They're having the kitchen extended and a bedroom put on and a laundry room. Well, the guys that were doing the work, they didn't show up, and we had that little bit of snow up here, and they left all the roofing unprotected. So they had me up there laying black paper and tar during that 30-mile-an-hour wind, 12 degrees, and it was a bad day.
Yes.
Anyway, I got that done for them, and then we got the looking at everything these guys had done. They'd come in when the family wasn't home and picked up all their tools and material that was already paid for, and they left. And they asked me to come in and get my hand trying to straighten out what was left over.
Man.
So there's nothing I can do with the concrete for the laundry room. It exploded the side and it slumped. They attached the room, all the work they're doing, to the side of the mobile home, which goes against code. I mean, you're not supposed to do it. It's supposed to be freestanding.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. And things didn't meet up. Sidewalls didn't come together on the corners.
What a mess. I very often say that, you know, the most expensive bid you can get is from the guy that's not going to finish the job, and it's hard to tell who that person is that you're talking to. And I'm assuming that this contractor was not licensed, bonded, or insured?
Exactly.
Oh, man. So they're out their money. They're out
$6,000 so far.
They're out the other money it's going to take to undo everything this guy did, and then they're out the money to get in there and get it done right.
Ah, but here's they've actually come back now. They were only given half the money, and they've come back demanding another half of the last half to come back and finish the work.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. The cheek.
Yeah. And
so,
and
to all of your listeners out there, listen to Rosie on the House. The man knows what he's talking about.
Oh, man. Hugh, up in Ash Fork, you can reach us on probably a couple of the stations we broadcast in northern Arizona. What station are you listening to us on?
The one out of Prescott. I'm not sure of the number. I think it's about 91, something like that.
On FM?
91 FM, yeah. 99.9 FM, KQ&A.
Talk of the Quads.
Yeah, that's it.
Talk
that's
of the
it.
Quad Cities.
Also, 780 AM out of Sedona and KAFF out of Flagstaff.
Yeah, yeah. We've got you,
Northern Arizona.
We've got Ash Fork triangulated.
Hey, I'll call you every time I can.
All right, Hugh. Listen, you keep doing what you're doing. Help those folks as best you can. And feel free to call us, and we'll try and give you any guidance. Are they guidance they may or may not need? But gosh, folks, if you think you're going to save money by using an unlicensed, unbonded, uninsured contractor, the risks are huge, and it's like taking money to a roulette wheel, and there's a big chance you're gonna lose. Just don't do it. All right, we're at that time of the show right now where we have Romy always jump in on the hot information of the week at Romy's Newsroom. What have you got for us going today, my friend?
Now, I do have a great stack of letters we received at rosieonthehouse.com, but we had so much fun last week at the Jersey Lily at Prescott, as we always do, broadcasting live for the Christmas parade and Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona's Christmas City and 5,000 feet at Prescott, Arizona. We missed our preparedness. Veterans Day in November, we were broadcast live, another live broadcast out at Sanderson Ford, and we started we covered the 12 points of preparedness that Arizona homeowners need to be prepared for. If, there's a water main break in Gilbert, mm-hmm. I don't know how many people were left without water, if any.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear enough of that story to know if it was residential or medicinal, or was it commercial. But, I mean, more than anything, it was the traffic guy saying, avoid the main break. So,
or we could be hit with a meteor. Tucson was almost hit with a meteor this week, right?
Driving in this morning.
Big old sonic boom. The thing came in from Las Vegas.
Driving in this morning, I saw a number of meteors, at least five.
Oh, man.
That were falling. And a couple times I thought, man, what is that? Can't be a falling star, because that's way too close and it's going to hit. But sure enough, I got in and apparently there's a meteor shower.
Cool. That's cool. Well, boy, that one that flashed over Phoenix and headed down to Tucson, I guess it got so low in the atmosphere, it created a sonic boom down there in Pima County.
Wow.
That's close.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to that other one that's full of ice around the sun? Oh, we'll get to that later.
Let's keep on the water.
I would have to guess if it was full of ice going to the sun, it doesn't exist anymore.
It was supposed to explode and create a big aura in the sky. I've lost track of that.
Anyway.
But we're talking about disasters.
We're going to save the list.
To be ready for.
Because I've got to fill this in. We promised there's so much information, and it's so overwhelming that you can hear and read and talk about just being generally prepared for, surviving or staying home for a 3, 4, 5 day emergency, that you could not do anything. So we covered the 12 points.
Analysis.
First Saturday
paralysis.
of every month, this month excluded. We're doing it the second Saturday. We're going to cover one point. And then that way, in a year's time, you'll be prepared. So yeah. We're going to start with water. And if you go to our first article, it has 4 points, but we have a dedicated article now to water. What are my basic water needs for an emergency situation? It talks you through how many cups of water the average grown-up will drink a day, 13 for male, 9 for female, according to the Mayo Clinic's website. Now, that comes with a huge disclaimer. Everyone's different. How much energy you're exerting is different, blah, 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 but on average, 13 for male, 9 for female cups a day.
And your beverage preference. Like, I mean, if you had
this is strictly water.
If you had to deal with W.C. Fields, you wouldn't have to have any water.
I'm pretty sure he still had to drink water to live. I don't think he got all of his water out of fermented squeezed potatoes. But so we'll start with storage. You have your first need, second need. First need is obviously water. Second need is sanitation, cleaning, cooking, stuff like that. Plastic water bottles. You can get them in a case, 12 ounces, come in 24. That'll last a while. Those are great options. They're already run through a reverse osmosis. They're sealed, so you know that's good. But, you know, what happens when you run out of those? Or if you need more. And it goes through something that's really neat. Have you seen the water brick? They look kind of like Lincoln Logs, and they come in 1.6 or 3.6 gallon containers, and they stack perfectly. That you can stack them in a perfect cube. You can stack them linear, and in that size, they're light enough you can pick up and carry. You know, that 3.6 gallon is 27 pounds of water. You get up to 5, and 15, or the 55 barrel
drums.
You know, you can't move that. These water bricks you can easily transport, carry through the house, take it where you need it, sinks, stuff like that, or move them to your vehicle if you need to leave.
Stack up nice and clean.
They do.
It's a little bit more organized than 1 gallon plastic jugs, that's for sure.
They are. And stainless steel water bottles are great. Great accessory to that, so you have something to pour it into. But they're also great for additional dry goods. If you could put food, first aid, anything you need to keep dry, the container opener is big enough, you could put a lot of other material. So waterbrick.org. Again, this is all on our water resource page. I'm going to skip a little bit past storage just because there's so much. We do cover barrels. The 15-gallon narrow barrels are great for restroom use. You can fill up the toilet tank and use it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can pump it with a hand pump right into the sink so you can brush and, your teeth. They've got bathtub bladders. But moving past that, you also need purifying and filtering the water. If aside from anything you're not storing, or if you've run out of stored water and you come to a water source, you need to clean and purify it. So we break down those places you can find water in your home. Obviously, the toilet tank, if you decide to stop using, not the bowl, the tank, before it's flushed, your water heater. You know, you probably have 30, 60, 80 gallons out of your water heater that you can consume. We talk about making water in the desert. There's moisture in plants, there's moisture in the soil, and there's a pretty simple method to condense that water and drink it, so we have that resource on there. Then there's emergency drinking water. There's a life straw. You can stick it right into, you know, if you run into a old cattle tank or a pond, pooled water, you can stick that straw right there and drink it, and it will filter out most of the contaminants. There's a hydro pack. There is emergency water packets at SOS food lab sells. Then there's hygiene, on and on and on and on and on. And this is, I've only gotten through about half. A lot of it are links to places you can find it locally. In Arizona, we have Bass Pro Shops, Big Five Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Cal Ranch, Gear Up, Off the Grid Survival. We have REIs, we have Sportsman's Warehouses, we have Tractor Supplies. Blah, blah, blah.
Lots of
places. If you're on a private well, there's a good chance that you have a storage tank. But past a storage tank, what about getting water out from that shaft? Bison pumps are a great option, but if you're below 400 feet or if your water table's deeper than that, you'll need another option. There's torpedo well buckets. All those at RosieOnTheHouse.com.